Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Lane Strasser. Hello, Lane.
Hi, Gary.
So Lane is usually on the other side of the mic. Lane is our community engagement editor, and part of her role is to help produce News Tribune on Tap. And so welcome to this side of the microphone, Lane.
Thank you.
Okay, so we were talking the other day that for much of our listeners, they may not really know what community engagement is when we talk about it here at the News Tribune. So why don't we start with that? So Lane, as community engagement editor, what exactly do you do?
So community engagement is really just bridging the gap between the community and the News Tribune, whether that's through social media or in-person events, such as our monthly Coffee with the Editor events, where we just meet with people in the community, meet with our readers, get feedback from them, which is a really important thing for us. We always want to know what the community wants to read, what ideas they have, how we can improve. Some other in-person events that we've done are activation events, where we help people activate their News Tribune subscriptions. We have an election forum coming up, stuff like that. And then social media, we do stuff like videos, podcasts like this, and contests, kind of just starting the conversation about news. So starting serious discussions about issues in the community, as well as fun things that we have going on, such as right now we have a fish fry bracket coming up, which is a good example of an engagement.
I think you're right. I think a lot of times, I know, especially in my career early on, that a lot of it was the information we presented at a newspaper was, I had actually somebody say, you broadcast the news. You really don't engage in a conversation, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that, certainly with your help, we have really tried to amplify this idea that while we certainly want to share and broadcast the news of the day, we also want to hear from readers. Mm-hmm. We want to be in a conversation with them. So I think that's what's led to a variety of these different programs and events that we put on. And so let's kind of go into some details of them, because sometimes I think folks may know about them because we've done them for a long time, but then others, it's a little bit of a mystery. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, for instance, my favorite thing, Coffee with the Editor. We do this once a month, kind of give us an idea of what it's like at a Coffee with the Editor.
Yeah, it's just a casual conversation where anybody can come. We buy them a cup of coffee. Sometimes we do ice cream or different things like that. But we just have a conversation, whether it's just issues in the community, what kind of story ideas they have, what they want to see in the News Tribune, what they like that we're doing. They can bring the conversation, talk about whatever is on their mind.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, that it's exciting. And it's also honestly a little bit of fear there. You really don't know how many people are going to show up in a particular time. It's usually about a dozen folks, and you certainly don't know what they want to talk about. And it's been from things such as stories we should be doing, questions about how we do the stories, complaints about delivery, or praises about their delivery person. So it's just a great opportunity over a cup of coffee where we can just have a brief conversation and connect.
Yeah, and we always love to meet our readers, whether it's events like this or just other different events. It's important to connect with them.
Yeah. Along those same lines is something we call an activation event. So kind of give folks an idea of what a Get Active type event is about.
We've done them at different places. We've had them at the library, at Hy-Vee, at coffee shops, and people can just come and we help them activate their digital subscription. So if you already have a print subscription, you get a digital subscription for free. And a lot of people aren't taking advantage of that because they just don't know how. So at these events, we help them activate it and then we show them how to use it. So we get it all set up on their device and show them how they can use it on their phone, on their iPad, whatever it is they want to use, and then answer any questions they have about how to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's one-on-one, right? I mean, if I'm in there, it's not like you're sitting at the front of a room and you're telling folks to get their device out. I mean, it's literally shoulder to shoulder, let's look at what you have.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I find that it's not necessarily age specific, you know, that sometimes that's the, maybe the thinking is that older readers are kind of uncertain how to do it, but it's been a wide variety of folks who just have had some difficulties getting logged in. And so mm-hmm. this gives a very personal touch to trying to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Another thing that we do is we have a reader advisory board. So let's talk a little bit about it. The reader advisory board is a group of citizens who come together once a month. We buy them lunch out at our printing plant. Link, kind of give them an idea of what the idea behind the Reader Advisory Board is and how it's run.
It's really for us to get an idea for our opinion pages of different perspectives in the community. So it's just the members talking about different issues going on in the community. Getting different people's perspectives is really the main goal.
Yeah, there are 9 members of the board. About half the board has been on the board for over 6 months. The other just recently came on. We try to stagger the terms. It's a 1-year term. We try to get a mix of ages, genders, ethnicities, political leanings, so that it's not everybody's thinking the same thing, but it's just a great location where you can just have a conversation. And for me, I like it because it gives you a sense to maybe understand another person's view, have a little bit of empathy from where they're getting that viewpoint. It can be a spirited conversation at times, but I think it's one of those situations where it's a respectful conversation that hopefully will help build a community. We'll be seeking out new members in April, May. Kind of watch the opinion page. We'll run a call out asking folks who might be interested in serving on the board to send us an email, and we can go from there. All right. So another thing I know we do quite often are forums. So, and we actually have one coming up here in the near future. So kind of lay out for them what our election forum will be like.
Our upcoming election forum is on March 5th at City Hall, so it'll be open to the public, and it will be also live streamed on newstribune.com. And it's just the contested city council races. The candidates will be answering questions that we provide. You can also submit your own questions to us by emailing vote@newstribune.com. So we would love to consider those questions as well.
Absolutely. We don't necessarily open it up to questions from the gallery, because you can come and watch in person, as well as we'll stream it on newstribune.com. But you can come visit, and beforehand we assemble the questions. We don't share them with the candidates ahead of time, and drop us an email at vote@newstribune.com. We've got a list started of questions. We could always use more questions that we don't use in the forum. We then find a way in which we can get them published, because our approach with elections is we don't want any unanswered questions. The goals behind the forum is to give you a real view of who you would be electing to, in this instance, the city council. The questions, we pose them to them, they get back their answers to us in a quick time frame, and then we publish it. Again, that email for sending a question is vote@newstribune.com. Another thing we'll do is we go on the road, don't we? We have speaking engagements. So let's talk about how listeners might be able to have somebody from the News Tribune come and chat with them.
Yeah, we love to go speak with groups about what we do and answer their questions. We've spoken to different clubs such as the Rotary Club, the Master Gardeners Club. We've also gone to classes at high schools, at Lincoln University. And we just talk about what it's like to work at the News Tribune, what our goals are, and then answer any questions people might have. It's always a good time. And we would love to continue meeting with as many groups as we can. So you can always reach out to me if you want to schedule something like that. My email address is lstracener@newstribune.com.
Okay. One that I'm really excited about, we've done more recently too, or we go to high schools, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and do presentations there. Usually it's to a communications class, so they might have a student newspaper that we would speak at. But then Lane and Tara Espinoza, who also helps with our engagement efforts, have done some media literacy presentations. So let's talk a little bit about that, what that would look like.
Yeah, so we've done that at high school classes, usually journalism classes, as well as at the library. And it's really just teaching people about how to be an educated news consumer. We teach different things such as how to determine if a story is biased, if it's fake news completely, things that you see on social media that might not be true, how to verify your sources, stuff like that. So yeah. It's really important to us to teach that so that people can be educated news consumers.
Yeah, I think that's one thing. It's special to both of our hearts about this. I mean, we really strive. You may not necessarily agree with everything that the News Tribune publishes, but there are times where we know we're humans, we make mistakes. And so we try to make sure that we have a very open policy about if you believe something is wrong, we want to hear about it, we want to fix it. And when we talk about media literacy, sometimes it's hard to tell what the intent of stories or other media sources are. So that's why we try to be very transparent and open about it. We want to hear your feedback, and we'll certainly have links in our show notes to our email addresses and how to contact us. Again, we want to protect the trust that you have given us. So Lane, as I look at this list that we've talked about, and then I look at my calendar, we've got a very packed calendar of stuff.
We do.
You know, every month, it just amazes me the number of things that we do. And that's not to toot our own horn, but it's just there's a lot of effort that's put out there to try to connect with the community. I think this is a question you and I probably ask ourselves regularly. Why do we do this? I mean, what's the importance of why we devote that much time to community engagement?
I think local journalism is very important. It's how people can know about what's going on in their community, connect with their community. And it's just important to me to connect with our readers so that they can understand that and get to know us and the faces behind the news, as well as just start conversations about the news, because I think it's important.
I agree. I think that's the biggest part of it for me as well, is I want a place where the community feels safe to have a conversation,
yeah.
You know, where it's not people yelling at each other, but we're in conversation because we're all trying to achieve the same thing. You know, we all want a better life for ourselves, our families, our friends. There are going to be times we're going to disagree. It's okay to disagree. You don't have to be disagreeable, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what the engagement does, is that's our proactive way where we go out and we say, we want to hear what you have to say, right? We want to be better, and we believe we can be better if we listen to what our readers are saying. We value the trust, the investment you make in community journalism. This is not free. Running a newspaper, there are expenses beyond just the print and the ink on the pages. I mean, we have one of the largest newsroom staffs for a paper this size in the state, and they do incredible work. And I think they do incredible work because they're in the community and they want to help the community understand what the issues are so then that the community can make good decisions. So we appreciate you. We can't say it enough. We appreciate you as a subscriber. If you're not a subscriber, we encourage you to go to newstribune.com and click the subscribe button. We have some great deals going on right now where you can just try it out. And if you're not even at that spot, we publish newsletters, which are free. They go to your email box on a variety of topics. And Lane, why don't you share some of those topics of things that we have out there?
We have an opinion newsletter, a healthy living newsletter, which includes recipes and health tips, a Go Midmo newsletter, which includes stories from our Go Midmo section about things to do in the community. We also have a daily morning newsletter with the top news of the day, and a sports newsletter with the top sports stories of the day. We also recently just started a weekly pop-up newsletter about the upcoming Cole County election. So if you want to sign up for that and stay informed on the candidates and issues in the April 2nd election, you can go to newstribune.com/newsletters, and I will also put that in the show notes.
All right. So again, we appreciate how you support us. We appreciate you sharing what you like, what you don't like with us so that we can try to improve our product. And lastly, I just ask you to share your experiences with your friends and family and encourage them to check us out. And again, thanks for listening. And Lane, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.